morning, Doug and Mara Mendel, may I help you?
Yeah, hi, is Doug Bertho in, please?
Who's calling?
This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff.
Wait a second.
Thank you for calling DACA Environmental. For 30 years, we have provided the Florida area with installation and maintenance of water and sewer utilities to municipalities, government, and private institutions with the highest quality products and best workmanship possible. Thank you for your patience.
Hello?
How you doing?
Good, good. Is this Dr. Berto?
Yes, sir. It's not that I'm not interested, number one. You were going to send somebody to see the pumps and the panel and everything, and you never did.
No, I'm sorry. There must be confusion. Once we have your signed paperwork, before we release funding to the vendor, we do a site visit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's part of the funding process before we release payment.
Right. Okay. Now, okay, not a problem. But right now, I'm waiting for my customer. You know, they haven't. They are behind a schedule, the day county.
Okay.
So, because I wasn't planning that I was going to come out with all that amount of money.
Okay.
But as soon as they pay me, I'll make the deposit. That's the other thing that was my wife was surprised also. I say, how come you haven't even get any money and you're going to be paying ahead in front?
I'm sorry?
My wife was telling me, how come we are paying up front, making the payment up front?
As part of the agreement, you have to prepay your first and last month's payments.
All
so
right.
You're not getting a bill for your first and last 30 days.
Right.
When
okay.
do you...
I didn't expect it. I already signed my draws, and I expect it within the 15 days. Within 15 days, hopefully, I'm going to have
okay.
the money.
So we have a few quick issues to go over. Do you have a minute? Could you grab a pen?
Yes. Okay. I'm 1 second, please. Yes.
So there's two invoices I got from Xylem.
It's only one.
I got two.
Okay.
I got one invoice number 9953.
9953, yes.
And one in 6215.
The other one was 6215.
So here's the challenge, and I spoke to Rick basically, and I don't think, you know, he's a nice guy. I think as long as, you know, his job is to just get you the equipment. But I did
right.
when I spoke to him a few weeks ago, I'm like, hey, we haven't got the docs from DACA, so I'll have the sales rep follow up. Here's the issue. On one of the, number one, the invoices we got don't include sales tax.
Yeah.
So I asked him, and he kind of went out of his way, I think, to get one, but we need to figure out why there's no sales tax on these.
Oh, no. They have to be, we have to pay sales tax. When they say that, this is the quotation. When they, I'm going to ask them to send me the invoice.
No, Doug Bertrand, this is the actual invoice.
You have the actual invoice?
Yeah.
Okay, no, they always put a tax, you know, whatever percentage of tax that we pay.
No, you need to call Rick because there is no taxes on this. He thought you might have a more current one, but this is a duplicate invoice, so there's no taxes.
Right.
Here's the other challenge, and I'm not here to put any pressure on you. I just want to make sure your transaction goes smoothly.
Right.
Invoice ending in 9953
yes.
is invoiced. The invoice date is 6/01/16, so it's due. The invoice is due, is made the first of the month.
Right.
The terms are net 30 from invoice.
Right.
So if we pay this transaction after the end of June, we're paying on a past due invoice, which could pose a problem. The second invoice is invoices dated 6/13/16, and the invoice layout is a little different, but... what I'm going to do is I'm going to have give Rick a call.
Hold on 1 second, please. Okay. ¿A dónde? Si que le dé la dirección, yo la recojo. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Okay. No, I mean, I received this just the last material, the last portion of the material just last week. So 613, okay. So it should be 613, not the first
one. Well, one is 613, one is 6-1. Would you mind reaching out to Rick to figure it out? Well, actually, hold on. This is all over. I've got four invoices. Okay, hold on. I got one invoice 613, one invoice 613. All right, that's a duplicate. I got one invoice 120315. Yeah, one says 1203.
It has to be the 13.
Okay. Do you want me to give Rick a call and have maybe put you guys together?
You don't have to. I have a copy of the original invoice, the last one. You see, it had to be done after after they deliver the material. Yeah.
What?
The invoice had to be prepared after they deliver the material. Because on June the 1st, we didn't have the material yet.
Oh, okay. I don't want to get in the middle. I guess here's the first issue.
What's the first issue? The
first issue is we need to clarify the tax issue.
If you
can finance taxes, that's fine. But the invoice I have, they don't have taxes on them. So...
That really should not be the invoice. I'm going to talk to him.
Rick went out of his way to get me a duplicate from the system, so this might not be the correct invoice. But if you could call Rick, it'd be fantastic to figure out this issue.
Yes.
The second thing is, and I'm just trying to give you the information. I'm not trying to make your life difficult.
I got plenty of work. more complications.
Okay. So let's keep it simple. The invoice, if we invoice on June 1st, if someone invoices on June 1st, and it's all about terms. So if they're giving you 30 days or more, 30 days, and the invoice is paid within 30 days, that's typically not a problem. But if the invoice is paid after that time frame, we're technically funding a past due invoice, which could create an issue. It could not. I'm not sure. I just want to be prepared. So here's what I would think. You're waiting on some money from a vendor. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a few ways to solve this issue. If the invoice can be updated, no big deal. No big deal. If we can get a correct date on it, I don't think that's going to be an issue. However, when do you expect to get that money? Did you say it was about 15 days?
At least 15 days, right.
Is this the city paying you?
Miami-Dade County, yeah, the city.
Okay. So let's kind of
do municipal work.
Okay, so let's kind of plan and see really what are the ideas, because I have some customers who have worked with, you know, these issues where you're trying to collect money, and I know it's a relationship that you're trying to manage as well, correct?
Yeah, but they are going to charge me a fortune. I mean,
I'm sorry?
They charge a lot of money to buy the receivable, you mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you say that you have customers that can resolve that problem?
No, I have customers where they're waiting to collect payments from people.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so here's, and I just want to give you the available information. So the first thing is you should probably give Rick a call, but we should figure out this tax issue. Rick's a super nice guy. I think we're just trying to figure this out. Right. The other more important thing is this. Have we received your signed documents yet or no?
Yes, I sent it to you.
When did you send them over?
Oof, long time ago.
Okay. The signed documents.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. I wasn't made aware of that. Did you FedEx them?
No, I don't know. I don't have right now. My office manager is not here. Let me find out later on, because right now I'm preparing a letter that I need to prepare urgently to respond to the county. Let me check this afternoon, or when she comes back tomorrow morning, and I'll let you know. Okay?
Just give me one second here.
I think we went regular mail.
I mean, so we sent you guys a FedEx, but I don't think we ever got your documents.
No.
I don't believe so. I can check.
Okay. Let me check tomorrow. I cannot check right now because she's not here. I need to finish what I'm doing right now.
No worries. And I'll tell Rick to expect your call to hopefully resolve this, okay?
Okay, yeah. I'll resolve that thing with Rick.
All right, okay. Do you want me to give him a call?
I'll call you in the morning. Right.
You'll call him.
I will call him and I'll talk to him. All right.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.